What are you doing?
Playing chess against the ship's computer.
D3 to D2.
C1 to D2.
I don't understand that.
C1 to D2.
I don't understand that.
C1 to D2.
I don't understand that.
C5 to C4.
D2 to D1. Checkmate.
Our spaceship is heading towards a weird planet.
That's the planet Neohedron. The Interplanetary Trade Federation believes it to be a good source of scintillation sap, the primary ingredient to glow-in-the-dark pancake syrup. The ITF has asked us to check it out. When we land, Jason and Donovan are to go outside and look for any pools of green glowing liquid beneath the alien trees. That should be the scintillation sap. Neohedron's atmosphere isn't breathable, so they'll need their spacesuits.
Will it be dangerous for them?
It shouldn't be too dangerous, but they'll be armed with sonofusion pistols, and in addition, our ship's computer will accompany them in robot form.
Oh.
Whose turn is it to be captain?
Don't make me kill you.
Right. Well. Alright. Well, as your captain, at least until, what time is it? I'll tell you what time it is. It's time to land. Therefore, as your captain, I advise you to strap into your gravity couches, your crash webbing. As for me, I shall allow myself to sink into my futuristic Velcron 9000 captain's chair, one of the few perks of this demanding role. Okay, let's get into our spacesuits.
Why does this suit smell like applesauce? You ready?
Yes.
Now opening airlock hatch.
I can see them through the porthole, walking on the planet's surface. Can they hear me?
Yes.
I mean, yeah.
Oh, Donovan? Be extra careful when you approach the alien trees. Native creatures may be living in them and feeding on the sap.
Nah, that shouldn't be a problem.
Good luck!
Thanks. Since I'm the captain today, I'll suggest looking to see what's on the other side of this hill.
Here we are. Hey, check it out, a tree over there. Someone dressed up as a giant box of Pocky next to it. You could totally see where the seams are, where it was taped together from big pieces of cardboard. There's like even eye holes cut in it. And whoever it is seems to be wearing Chuck Taylors. Hey, nice Chucks, Pocky! Yeah, sweet! Hang on. He's looking a little upset at us.
It's attacking us. Robot, attack the monster.
I don't understand that.
We need a more autonomous robot.
Isn't it nice to have a robot that will talk to you?
Fire our weapons!
That's just plain repellent. I'm not even... I'm facing over this way now. Man, that's totally gonna put me off my feet.
Jason, Donovan, are you alright?
Yeah, we're fine, thanks. I would like to take this opportunity to congratulate the ship's robot for its continued fine work in announcing the opening and closing of the airlock doors. Surely never before in the proud history of robot kind has there been one who has reported on the opening and closing of airlock doors with such accuracy and expediency. It is almost enough to make one want to overlook the fact that it does seem to get us nearly killed on every away mission. And that it cheats at Scrabble. Oh, and there are some glowing green pools of liquid here, so I guess we're done.
So, Jay, now we visited the pools of radiance. Let's say when we get back to the ship, I lay out your favorite game, and we invite others to compete in a simulation of the acquisition of wealth through stylized economic activity involving the purchase, rental, and trading of real estate, eh? After this ruckus, I'm feeling magnanimous. You can be the banker, and you can use the car, so long as I'm allowed to be the hat.
Okay, let's walk back.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejados de las puertas.
Now closing airlock hatch.
Welcome back.
Hello.
Hi.
Grunt. You don't suppose the relative importance of this mission means that the ITF has forgiven us for the PR nightmare we became? And I do refer to the unfortunate mass extinction of the Marshmallow Peep homeworld. Or is it just me hoping for a larger paycheck?